himself in his Oakdale home. Erhard Mueller, 75, of Connecticut Drive, was discovered by a family member in his basement, already deceased, about 6:45 p.m. Mueller was found with power tools in close proximity to his body. Mueller was declared dead by a physician assistant from the office of the Suffolk County Medical Examiner. The investigation continues. Amber alerts will soon start showing up in your Facebook feed as well as on your cell phone and highway billboards. Police and the FBI put out about 200 Amber alerts a year to let people know about children who've been kidnapped. The company says it has a social responsibility to use its technology to help, and is working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to do so. Facebook plans to send highly targeted Amber alerts to people in specific cities or neighborhoods. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is applauding the move, saying that Amber alerts have saved more than 700 children across America. I'm Bill Powers for 103.9 LI News Radio.
He carried out last week's attack on Charlie Hebdo as revenge for cartoons of Mohammed. Correspondent Jim Sciutto says Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility.
The group says it gave the men their orders and their target 3 years ago, and U.S. officials now telling CNN may have given them as much as $20,000 to finance the attack.
Murray Harf is deputy spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
We are acutely aware of the fact that these terrorists try to use Islam as a justification for what they're doing.
Harf says the Muslim world should clearly state the acts are unacceptable. Astronaut Barry Wilmore told NASA Mission Control this morning he and crew were initially fooled into thinking an ammonia leak was behind several instrument readings.
Big picture perspective, we're still trying to figure out exactly what happened. We're not entirely convinced that this is an ammonia leak.
As a precaution, crew have sealed the U.S. side of the station and moved into the Russian side. I'm John Trout.
Wendy's presents Four-Part Harmony.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh, grabbed us some Wendy's Monterey Ranch crispy chicken sandwiches.
Tell us more.
It's got creamy ranch.
That's good.
Monterey Jack.
That's better.
All on crispy chicken.
That's the top.
And just $1.29.
We're on cheap dates.
It's not exactly a date.
Awkward.
The Monterey Ranch crispy chicken, ranch sauce, crispy chicken, and Monterey Jack cheese. Just $1.29.
Now that's better.
And participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
Of your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide, written in plain and simple English. American Bullion makes owning gold fast and easy. It takes as little as 10 minutes on the phone to get the facts about owning gold. Call 800-600-4849. 800-600-4849. Be sure and ask for that free gold guide. Call 800-600-4849.
LI News Radio Traffic.
Well, good afternoon, drivers. Hope you're having a good lunchtime. Traffic looks good on the LIE in spite of some construction work. On the westbound side, up to two lanes may be blocked, running from Wading River Road at exit 69 down to Sills Road at exit 66. We're in pretty good shape here on the William Floyd Parkway from top to bottom, Sac to Coast, Sunken Meadow, all moving along well. We've got some construction work at Hampton Bays on 27 on the westbound side, running from the area of North Road over to Route 24, and also construction work at East Islip on 27 eastbound at Connecticut Avenue at exit 46. The delay goes back to about 5th Avenue in Bayshore. 103.9 LI News Radio. Have a good afternoon.
LI News Radio weather.
From the LI News Radio Weather Center for this afternoon, we'll have sunshine on a high 27 with wind chills in the teens, but it winds to 20 miles an hour. It'll be increasingly cloudy with a chance of overnight flurries, although about 13. I'm Rod Tanner on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. B, host of Long Island News Radio's Lose Weight Now. Please call to enter my New Year's contest, Lose to Win. Join my weight loss program, and the person with the greatest percentage of weight loss in 8 weeks wins a weekend for two at the Hotel Indigo and dinner at their fabulous restaurant, Bistro 72. That's Lose to Win. Call 631-727-7200. That's 727-7200 to enter the contest. And listen to me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 103.9 Long Island News Radio.
Having a party and need ice? Call Long Island Ice and Fuel at 631-727-3010 for all your ice needs. Long Island Ice comes in the attractive red bag and is produced from pure filtered water, so it never changes the taste of your favorite beverage. It only makes it colder. Since 1880, Long Islanders have trusted Long Island Ice because Long Island Ice is trustworthy and reliable. Our products have 6 generations of experience behind them, produced in our new state-of-the-art facility. Once you try our superior service and premium products, you will be convinced. The next time you're entertaining, make sure it's Long Island Ice. Our red bags can be found in your favorite 7-Eleven, beer distributors, convenience stores, and thousands of locations throughout Long Island. And we're open to the public for pickup at 656 West Main Street in Riverhead. For more information, call 631-727-3010 or check us out on the web, icefuelli.com.
Barth's Pharmacy, now open in East Quogue. On Montauk Highway, next to the East Quogue Pizza Deli. Prescriptions can be filled anywhere. Barth's Pharmacy fills the script while you wait. Barth's is fast, reliable, and dependable. Barth's Pharmacy can even compound your prescription. A compounded prescription can only be filled at Barth's on Montauk Highway in East Mauritius. Barth's Pharmacy is also on Sunset Avenue in West Hampton Beach. Barth's, their name may be funny, but they take your satisfaction seriously.
1039 LI News Radio.
Stand by. We're coming to you live.
Are we on the air?
Are we on the air?
Broadcasting live from Long Island MacArthur Airport. The John Gomez Show.
Last time I checked, this was America.
We are citizens of an American nation.
Read my lips.
We're Americans.
Hear the people rule.
Together, we're going to do what has to be done.
I happen to have only one interest, and that is symbolized by the red, white, and blue of our glorious flag.
Indeed, my friends, welcome back. Round number 2 of the John Gomez Show underway. Thanks for joining us every single day. As you know, we kick it off at noon to 2, lunch with Gomez, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio. You can follow us on linewsradio.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. Also, if you care to make contact, shoot me an email, Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, at linewsradio.com. And you can always follow us on Twitter, at John Gomez Show. Coming up later on in the program is one of my favorites, New York State Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney. In her stinging column, or I should say article, in Newsday, in the New York Post, exposing the Startup New York scam by Andrew Cuomo. Now, I'm telling you right now, if Andrew Cuomo, which he does, Andrew Cuomo has every intention of running for the White House in 2016. I'm telling you something. Not only based on the fact of the results of the 2014 re-election numbers, but the fact that he's got little scam after little scam. Read the fine print on every single policy that he's ever written. His whole Women's Equality Act going down the drain. I've got New York State Assemblyman Mike McKevitt coming on the program tomorrow. He had a good day. He was mentioned in an article today. What the heck was the title of it? Hold on. It says here, GOP, it's ironic that the Dems are holding up progressive legislation. And, of course, he's talking about the 10 points of the Women's Equality Act. And, of course, the GOP and the Republicans have absolutely no problem with 9 of them. In fact, one of them, equal pay for equal work, I think that's been the law since the 70s, I believe. But of course, it's all hinged on, and again, Sheldon Silver has every intention of holding us hostage, or the whole act hostage, over that one number 10. It's partial birth abortion. It's just unbelievable. Just so the Democrats could go through a whole nother cycle saying that the Republicans are waging this war on women. Which leads me to a little clip in Newsday today. Congressman Steve Israel tries to herd Democrats. He's so full of it, this guy. He is absolutely so full of it. Apparently they're having very big communication problems. You know, Steve, they got bigger communication problems. They got bigger problems than just communicating. He says the problem with the House Democrats is political messaging. According to Congressman Israel, who just came out with a book, which is probably not going to sell nearly as much as Andrew Cuomo's book is going to sell or has sold. He said today that there are 150 Democratic messengers and 150 Democratic messages. Oh, you're so full of it. It goes on and he says, Republicans generally stick to their talking points much more consistently than Democrats. Oh, really, Steve? Oh, you the man who's fighting for the middle class, fighting against the one percenters. Women's equality. Talk about sticking to talking points, Steve. And of all people, you're right there. You're along with Spitzer, along with Anthony Weiner, as far as how you deal with women. You're right there. Oh, you hypocrite. I can't stand it. Anyway, not to get off topic, Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney will be joining us later on in the program about this whole Startup New York program, which is a big, another big scam by Andrew Cuomo. Speaking of Andrew Cuomo and what he's doing with the state, I reached out and invited a scientist, David Nabhan. David, who happens to be an expert in earthquake predictions, he's got a new book out, Earthquake Predictions, Answers in Plain Sight. David, welcome aboard. How are you?
Good afternoon, John. It's great to share a few words with you and your audience. Thanks for the opportunity.
I appreciate it, and I know I read some of your stuff. I've listened to a few of your interviews. One mention, and I've had non-frackers on here. I've had pro-frackers on here,
mm-hmm.
And of course, the non-frackers, the tree huggers, all say, "Oh, well, it causes fires in the sinks and fires in the toilet bowl, and kids are being burned at the." At the kitchen faucet, sort of stuff. But they also bring up, and it also causes earthquakes. And I said, what? What are you talking about? Now, if I understand correctly, David, you're not discrediting that position.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Now, but let me ask you this. Whether we do nothing, let's say we just sat here, we don't drill for oil, we don't do hydrofracking, and we do absolutely nothing but live off the, whatever God gives us for the land, will there still be earthquakes?
Of course there will.
All right.
Of course there will.
Well, give us your take, and let us know, let the listeners know how you see hydrofracking, how you see earthquakes and so forth, and the impact on Mother Earth.
Well, you mentioned Cuomo signing that moratorium, and that's the fracking prohibition is news, of course. But the reason for the ban is astonishing, because they're saying that fracking causes earthquakes, and there's an inexplicable paradox, though. The same civil and scientific authorities who told California ad nauseum for a century that earthquake prediction is an impossible art, they're now advising New York to go ahead and ignore a century of their own advice. It's been the pseudoscience, the quintessential pseudoscience of our age. So the question Americans should be asking as they scratch their head about this is, how can earthquake prediction be used in the East, in New York, to officially declare fracking a seismic precursor so as to help strangle a $300 billion industry, supporting 2 million jobs and reducing everybody's energy bill by about $100 million a year, while at the same time cling to its impossibility in the West? I mean, this bizarre and magical transmutation of the laws of physics based on time zones is... it's really stunning. They're saying black out of one side of their mouth in New York while saying white out of the other in the West Coast. So I guess you can take your pick, John. What that means?
Well, David, we also have it in Pennsylvania. I don't know what is considered the East Coast. I guess to a Californian, the East Coast would be the eastern edge of Pennsylvania.
Right.
I would presume. So they're doing it very nicely over in Pennsylvania. I haven't heard of any major problems. I haven't heard of major earthquakes. Has there been? Has there been any difference as far as the condition of the earth
since they've been fracking? Let's get it straight. Does fracking cause earthquakes? Yes, it does. The thing is, this is nothing new. We've known that for a long time, for 100 years at least. And anytime you pump water under pressure into a seismically active zone, that is an excellent way to precipitate an earthquake. But, no offense, Pennsylvania, New York, thank God for you. You've got other problems there. That's not really a seismically active zone. And the earthquakes that are going to be precipitated by fracking, like the one in Youngstown that everybody's making so much noise about, onesies and twosies and threesies, and the one in Youngstown was 4.0. You haven't had a real earthquake in New York since D-Day. You had a 5.0 back in 5.8 back in 1944.
And what caused that, David? Just natural occurrence, or I don't know.
Yeah, that's a difficult question. You're not in a seismically active zone. There's no plate boundary. The North American and Pacific plate don't meet under Long Island. You're right in the middle of a tectonic plate, and there will be little rifts that were formed 200 million years ago as Pangaea broke up. There's little weak zones. They're actually called allocogens. It's not really a rift, but for ease of semantics, let's just call it a rift. It's nothing like the San Andreas, though, or the Cascadia, or what you find under Japan, or a real seismically active zone. So you can get an earthquake anywhere, at any time, in any place on the planet, but real earthquakes are spawned in real seismic zones, and New York is not a seismically active zone.
Well, we're not contemplating, or the state of New York is not contemplating fracking on Long Island. They're actually looking at the southern tier of New York State along the borderline of Pennsylvania. So, they've been doing hydrofracking in Pennsylvania for several years now. I don't know if anything's happened there. How's that as far as the condition of the earth up in that region? How does that compare to something out in California where they're conducting hydrofracking now as we speak?
Well, now, if somebody wanted to really tackle this topic with common sense, you could put San Francisco, Los Angeles, the Monterey Field, fracking on the West Coast. That's another different topic. And if anybody wanted to speak honestly about it, that would be in another category. Insofar as the East is concerned, Pennsylvania, New York, anywhere aside from the Cascadia and San Andreas Fault Zone, you're not going to find any great seismic risks. I mean, I was reading, looking up on the figures, there's something like 2 or 3,000 trillion cubic feet of natural gas under our feet here in the United States. This is a tremendous boom. Many geologists think that figure is even, it's slightly conservative. I don't know what history will say about what the American people in the 21st century did to ignore, if we do ignore this stupendous energy bounty beneath our very feet, and instead go purchase it from our good friends in the Middle East. I mean, the recent events in Paris demonstrate that even a blind man can see the price that the Allahu Akbar types intend to make us pay for it. So I don't want to buy or sell anything from them.
Do the oil-rich countries, do they suffer from earthquakes? I mean, why don't you hear about earthquakes going on over there since they're constantly drilling on their land for oil? Like, what's the difference between drilling for oil for, decades, which is penetrating the earth and all that? Are you going down deeper? Is that the thing with hydrofracking? Why is it that hydrofracking tends to tip the scale as far as earthquakes are concerned versus drilling for oil?
Well, it's a stupid argument. There's many things that we do. The building of dams causes earthquakes. We've known that the Russians discovered this specifically in the early 70s, when détente came to pass, they were the first people that reiterated it to us because the Silmarquake had just taken place. But we've known, science has known for a century or two that the building of dams, for example, when you push water into that into a seismically active zone under pressure, it changes the frictional coefficient. You can imagine, common sense will tell you it's easy earthquake, you're playing around with the subterranean environment with water under pressure, and earthquakes can be precipitated. But what, are we going to dismantle our dams now? And no fracking, no electricity, no natural gas. We'll be very safe in the caves, I guess, rubbing sticks together. But, you know, we'll still get earthquakes because earthquakes are good. You know, we have a geologically active planet that plate tectonics brings great things to the surface, brings resources to the surface. It's a good thing that we have volcanoes and earthquakes. They make our planet alive.
Yeah, that's a good point, David. In fact, you know, I've had some anti-hydrofrackers calling on the program and sending me emails and so forth. And, you know, when I take a step back and I see it, our functioning society, modern society here in New York on Long Island, our entire lifestyle, I mean, without a scintilla of doubt, our entire lifestyle depends on power. And there's just no doubt about it. The thought...
Beginning with the sun, you're right.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, with that aside, I mean, I'm talking about, you know,
I don't mean solar. I mean, the sun is the engine for everything.
Oh, okay. So, and you know, to take that away, which is, you know, kind of dovetails off the, onto the issue of how important our grids are. I mean, I've read all these different stories about, as far as terrorism and proposed or suspected targets in the United States is on our power source or on our grids. And it's so true because if a grid goes down, I mean, we've witnessed one several years ago. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, our entire, you know, just traffic lights alone going out. Everybody stays still. There's nothing to happen. So these people who are arguing, you know, they want it both ways. Absolutely no fear whatsoever, no interruption with the way the Earth operates or how it exists. But yet they want all their modern conveniences, and it's just not going to happen that way.
No, it's not. And again, we're talking about an industry that provides not just hamburger flipping jobs, 2 million really good paying jobs where you could buy a house and support a family, $100 million in our energy bills reduced every year for all Americans. And I don't know. I mean, I know the Assembly voted for it 80 something to 30 something, and now Cuomo signed it, and you're protecting a great, a great danger from attacking the poor people of New York. You know, earthquakes. There has never been a person killed in the whole history of New York by an earthquake. But I'll tell you where 5,000 people did die and do die every year, in England every year, because they pinch pennies and they can't heat their homes. I don't know what the fraction of people that elderly that die in the United States because they can't heat their homes, but I know it's got to be a sizable fraction of that. So. I know Andrew Cuomo might be so interested in, maybe you can ward off Godzilla coming up next. You've got so much interest in reining in your racist police that are attacking poor civilians on the street for no good reason and worrying about earthquakes.
Well, Andrew Cuomo's solution is to, if we can't do hydrofracking, we're just going to build more casinos. So is the solution to our financial woes here in the state of New York.
That, or else dismantle the dams, and everybody can go back to rubbing sticks together in a cave.
Very good, David. It was a pleasure having you on the program. His new book, Earthquake Predictions: Answers in Plain Sight, is available on Amazon.com or wherever you go. Actually, just do a quick Google search on earthquake predictions. You're going to find the book. Thanks so much for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, John. Thank you. Have a good day.
God bless.